Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, it's Red News Podcast 125, and I'm with Josh, Nathan and Nick, and literally none of them want to do this. But I do think if we celebrate the highs, we've got to not accept the lows, then we've got to fucking still face it. And there's no defending today. That was a disaster. And it was a familiar disaster, because pretty much what we've all been saying all season, I've seen 90% of that game all season, but just, we didn't have the bit of luck, we didn't have the bit of individual magic, and no excuses, you can't justify it. It was obvious what was going to happen, and I said, they've come to defend, but I said to Steve, they've come to defend and win. That was their game plan. It wasn't, they actually thought they had a chance. They didn't come for the draw. They actually thought, if we just negate United, United will get so frustrated. Now, I get two defensive substitutions do not help the cause. But if you are making your final substitution in a game like that with 10 minutes to go, there's no excuses. If you are, on many levels, Ollie has made the same mistakes today. And I don't... Don't want it to pinball. I'm going to fucking pinball left, right and centre. I said on Wednesday that I didn't want to go from first, second, third, fourth. Nick's just shown me the table. And mid-conversation, because the other games are on, we went from third to fourth. I didn't mean in the fucking week drop down from second to fourth. Mason Greenwood, a massive positive. What baffled me, if you see Greenwood doing that, that being young, enthusiastic, taking them on, opening them up, then I would have bought Sancho on even at half time, because it's almost an invitation to say, do that on both sides and run at them and change the course of this game. What frustrated me was that Ollie had confabs for pretty much the whole of the second half. McKenna would come down. If we got lucky, McKenna and Phelan would come down at the same time. They'd have a little confab and then they'd go back. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about, unless it is to change the momentum of this game? Now, I'm not going to say it's not going to be, but There's a perception, which someone, a good lad, said, you know, that match game fans are behind Ollie. That's not entirely true. They're behind the team, and they want Ollie to succeed. As someone put in the mag, no one wants Ollie not to succeed, because you want United to do well. But the overriding mood, there's undeniable, the overriding mood, and it is immediately after a bad result, was he's out of his depth. I had worse than that. I had, he's a clown. These are mates. This isn't... I will say, the people who abused us after selling, it never helped. I cannot physically shove a mag up my ass, and
You have tried.
I didn't get the tell Ollie, like I would say, I wouldn't tell him about my text conversations with Ollie, but I can't tell Ollie his tactical things. So don't take it out on us. I mean, Nathan got pillared at the top, and my attitude is 5-0. Then I'm going to fucking sell when we lose. But don't take it on us. But that's it. But the overriding mood off mates, let alone people I didn't know, was what Ollie is massively out of his depth. Now, my thing is, let's see, as I keep saying, but this, you have to win. To convince us all that you have to win a game like this. Because you don't want 13 points out of 6, we've done all right. But a few weeks ago, we've had a good start to season. And if it starts to unravel, and then that woodpecker at night is coming during the game today going, we could fucking struggle all week at home. Everton's not going to be easy. Villarreal's not going to be easy. So there's no defending it. Ollie has... But on days like today, the question marks, they get wider, and you can now see... And we've only got ourselves to blame. And sorry, but he tried to shoehorn all his big egos today. And that ain't going to work. You are not going to accommodate playing that. You're just not. And try and get away with Fred and McTominay again. I mean, like, I'll let Nathan go because he's ready to roar. But how many games have we seen this? I mean, Nick, like someone said, please get, didn't not realise who Nick was, get the positive. And even Nick looked broken after that. So, Nathan.
I'm not going to roar because... I'm not going to roar. Like, I walked here, didn't I? I just needed, like...
To clear your head.
Yeah.
It's not just funny, Nick. You're laughing at
Nathan. Because it's just frustrating. that I'm just tired. I'm literally tired of being frustrated and being angry. Like I don't want to go to the football and be angry all the time. And that's what's happening at the moment. Because, like, you look at the players on the pitch that we've got. Like we said, I don't know if you said, we've arguably got, on paper, one of the best teams that we've had. I think I said this the other week, in my lifetime, we've got, on paper. And it feels like it's just been squandered. And you just know that if it carries on going this way, there's only going to be a sweet spot of time that we've got all these top players at one time. The amount of time that we've been like, oh, we need one or two more players. I know that we need that defensive mid, but we've got all those players. But if we don't do anything, we're going to go backwards again. Because I know that we argue about Pogba, but he's going to fuck off. Bruno Fernandes is not going to stay around forever if we're not doing anything. Ronaldo, you know, like, if we do really badly this year, he's not got loyalty. If he knows that he can fuck off and go and win something, he'll go. I don't want us to squander what we've wanted for years of building a team and building a team. We need to do something, and it's just not happening.
Do you know there was a bit so frustrating. It was encouraging because you're seeing a new side of Ronaldo. I mean, he was the one who was harrying their defenders, and when he, you know, blocked. But I thought, that's a 36-year-old. Yeah. Where's the rest? Where is the rest of them?
But he was telling the players to calm down, you know, 55 minutes. They're putting long balls up front, and he's just saying, you know, play it. Yeah. Be patient.
We were saying this before, weren't we? Yeah. Like, today we've had, was it 20? We had 27 shots the other night. We've had 28 today.
Four on target.
It's just panic stations. Like, I don't remember all. I don't remember as having 28 shots.
But I wouldn't even
so
say.
They must have been so.
Yeah, it wouldn't even say clear chance.
Like, it's just three shots in a row.
I mean, what's the
strength? But if you're having shots that bad, like, that aren't ever going to do anything, don't shoot. Have composure, pass the ball, and play. And it's just.
I mean, I'm pro Ollie. I've always been pro Ollie. I think he's taken us from where we were to where we are now, which is, you know, light years ahead of where we were. And you've got to question that. Can he do the next 5-10%? You know,
we have to win.
Villa have to win games. Villa outfought us today. You know, they packed the midfield. They packed it.
But outfought us as well. With T and an F. They knew what to do.
But, yeah. You know, the space today was they both wing backs, right? So they've got one on each flank. Yeah, it exposed our full backs, especially when Shaw went off.
Yeah.
And then Pogba playing wide left, coming inside. You know, we had to play wide there, stretch the game, pull them out of position.
But that's what but why is what
but
you know.
Change it.
He thought. I woke up this morning, and I was giddy. And I am, and you know, I'm not. Today is the hammer blow, but I was there watching it, so I know this will wind people up. But to actually still be there and experience even a kick in the stomach, I'm still not going to have that removed from what I've just gone through, what we've all gone through in the last 18 months. But you can, and my editorial to keep reflecting, I tried and I haven't done it. But you can see things going on today. And
you start talking about that.
Well, how bad I have. No, but what I'm trying to say is when you're at a game, you see much more than you're at TV. People might not have noticed, but Ollie called for Cavani. I'd have put Sancho on myself. 20 minutes too late, or whoever the same. But Cavani wasn't even there. So Ollie was going like, and we looked like amateurs. It was like a Sunday league team going, Bob, I need you on. Like Fred's fucking run out. He's spewing on the sideline.
Literally,
Fred. It's that indecisiveness, isn't it? Even with Maguire, does he stay on? Does he come off? You know, Lindelof was stripped off and Ollie's saying no. And then, you know,
I didn't notice.
Yes, he was ready and Ollie called it off. And then
it was only 5 minutes.
Because.
But remember, you know, you go back, you know, Mourinho's obviously been and gone, but when we played Madrid in 2013, Nani got sent off. First thing was, right, I'm going to capitalise on that. Two or three changes, tactics, politicians, and they scored before we'd even, you know, repositioned ourselves. You know, that's what the top managers do.
But this is how, you know, obviously the Glazers didn't lose today. So nothing we've done this season is down to the Glazers, even though I hate them and, you know, the root cause of a lot of our problems. But we had that elite coach in Mourinho, whether we liked him or not. We had a bloke and it didn't work. We've got a bloke now who's running on pure emotion. But when it looks so amateur like that, the substitute, you can't even, Cavani's not even watching. And it's almost like Ollie showed, he lost his rag at the end where he was going to Wan-Bissaka, go forward. But even that is like, that, you know, just go forward. You've got to have the nows. We'd lack now, but you ain't, you cannot fit. Like, what, Sancho, you know, oh, is he good enough? You've got to, because if we don't start playing Sancho, we're going to fucking have a problem, because we're going to kick his confidence out of it. You know, he's our 80 million player. You can accommodate, you can fit that team around.
He's not look confident, has he? You know, he's come on, he's put, you know, you,
because he suddenly starts thinking, what the fuck's
James,
going on?
Dan James said, you know, he's left, yeah, and he was playing it safe. Wan-Bissaka's playing it safe today. He's not taking players on, he's not getting to the byline, he's not playing those killer balls. He's doing a little move and he's pulling back and playing a
genuine question. What do they do in training through the week? What is our style?
Well, because
what is our style of play? What, like, what have they done? What have they done all week to be ready for this? Because
I was asking Chris and that behind me today was, I was saying, I mean, it wasn't just 40 minutes or it wasn't 30 minutes; it was 90 minutes. But I was saying, you know more about football. I'm very ignorant on football levels. Why do we start so badly? But this went through, because it does not help. The whole game is then fucking, but this is a consistent, and this is on Ollie. You know, let's cut
to be fair,
to the
I think we start, I feel Ollie. Like we started better today than we have done in recently. And then it's almost like, because we didn't score in that time, it dropped off. And then they got more into the game. I think Fred had a half decent game today. I'll give him that. But
yeah, but if it's not working with Fred and McTominay, and people
no,
said he
I'm
had
not,
a good
I'm not,
game.
I'm say, no, and like you say, it? I know that we had to make two forced substitutions, but like you say, we should have been making one. We should have been making a substitution at half time, and then, like you say, why were we waiting so late to make the third one? It's just, and they're the decision. Like,
Nick,
I know you can't negate.
Nick was
going
to rant about Pogba. I know I didn't think. It just didn't work on them. But when De Gea kicked out for him and he lazily or nonchalantly then didn't control it, showed for me the attitude we had. It's almost like, and then Bruno gets two. You know, the amount of times they were rowing with each other, and it's like that's channeling the energy in the wrong fucking.
That's what
Mr. Barson kicked out for a foul.
That's probably one of the sloppiest games of football that I remember. For our players,
yeah,
the number of times that they were misplaced passes, putting it out, and it's just, you could see where it was going. Like, if I was able to put money on it, I would have sworn that we would have lost that game. The way that it was going, you just knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
You knew
and
what
Bruno's penalty was like fucking McClears at
what
Ivory.
Is that? When has he ever taken a penalty like that before? Is it pressure?
Yeah.
Is it pressure because he knows that Ronaldo was wanting to take it as well? It's just like, just do what you've done every other time.
You know when the doom comes back and the fear.
I just want to say, if we'd have scored that goal, we would have cheated a point.
Yeah, but
we did not
even
deserve,
a point wasn't good enough.
We did,
today
I know.
For me, you know, like,
no, a point isn't good enough. But we didn't even deserve a point. We were that bad, and they did their job. We did not deserve a point in that game.
When the doom and the fear, and this is almost gallows humour, but when I think it was the first half, Ronaldo had the ball, and he pointed, go left, and it was Maguire, and I just thought, fuck. Hell, does he know who he's telling to, like, do the overlap to? It's Harry Maguire. And Lindelof, when he was done like a kipper, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think. But then you think
Nick, come on.
Could he have put McTominay centre off and put more attacking substitutions? He's played there for Scotland, you know, you're 60 minutes into the game. Why bring Lindelof on?
Yeah.
Bring Matic on. At least you've got a better pass out the back.
Yeah. But what, I mean, that's, I wouldn't have thought of that, but. Why aren't we thinking things like that to try a bit of a gamble?
I can't remember the game. Giggs went left back. Do you remember that game?
Yeah.
Half time losing. Giggs at left back. I think it was West Ham. Turned it round from 3-0 down to winning 5-3 or something like that.
Why is the man who gave us so much joy as a part of a gambling career and manager so adverse to gambling?
If you remember all his career. there was all this talk about how we were so studious on the sideline studying the game, so when he came on he knew the weaknesses, he knew how to make them. That's not really transcended to his manager career, is it?
But why?
Well, I mean, like you said, it's got, last season he got the most goals from substitutes.
So something's there.
Nick, this is what I said the other night, the paradox of Ollie.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that. But there is still something.
How much, again, like, the breathing space, that it's always hanging over his head. This has never gone away.
I think realistically speaking, though, is that you look at the performance today and you think, This is what Solskjaer's United. And I said to you, you looked at, and when I seen you straight away outside, you know, you looked at me and you said, "How are you?" And I went, "I feel like my soul's been ripped out, my body been thrown into the canal." I was like, that literally today, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. That's how much today has really kicked me in the crotch, because I genuinely think it was a massive wake up to think, this is what always Man United is going to be. I don't think it's going to be any different. I don't think he's ever going to have any breathing space.
But he's 3.5 years into it. It's not like his first year.
Yeah, and look, you know, he's built a good squad. He has, you know, Nathan hit the nail on the head. You know, he's one of the best teams that we've ever seen, certainly in our lifetimes, you know, on paper. And it's just, if you can't do it with that, there's enough players out there to go out there and win a game. And as we've already said, two substitutions were taken away from it. But still, again, it's like, we always say that Pogba plays his best football on the left and stuff. It's like, just take him off. Get him off. He was dreadful today. That was one of the worst games of football I've ever seen. If you're looking for positives, the only thing you could say is really Greenwood.
Like,
he's so simple in his football. His passing move is great. His enthusiasm is infectious. And I thought Varane was flawless at the back. I thought if Varane wasn't at the back today, we could have got beat 3-4 now. I thought he was great.
I was thinking of the words. It sounds wrong after the defeat like that, but I thought Mason was fantastic. He's just everywhere. Yeah, but then again,
the sky's the limit for him. He's absolutely phenomenal.
But what's he doing at the halfway line? You know, like, he was having to drag himself back.
Same as Ronaldo.
But that's ridiculous.
I thought the first half,
there was huge gaps. You know, Ollie did an interview and said, you know, our transition forward was good.
What today? Yeah, what's he
said? He said the transition forward was good, you know, but we weren't quite good enough. and an offside goal cost us. Bar should have disallowed it. I think it was Watkins in front of the goal, kind of De Gea.
I looked at the first half
and the space between the defence and midfield, the space between the midfield and the forward, we're just not linking play between the units.
Ollie is not going to win over. You know, he's got a lot of detractors, and it isn't just, you know, teenage virgins or the people at the game. Unless he's honest. And like we said, if a player tonight starts saying on Instagram we're going to bounce back, Mason's actually going to suck him. He'll do a Men in Black visit.
I'm going to delete off his phone so he can't go on there.
You've got to start being honest. We are having problems. We can't pass the ball. We keep playing like this. There's a pattern to this. No, none of us are really surprised. You've got major doubts hanging over your head. But that squad is like... Mm-hmm. And you know, in defence, it's like 13 points from 6. That's not. But we've got our biggest games coming up. We have to be involved. We can win the league. I mean, I honestly believed that before the game. This team can win the league.
The team can win the league.
This is the. Can the manager?
Can that manager win the league? This time 2 weeks, without you, Barney, we sat here and the euphoria was great. You know, we're all buzzing off of Ronaldo's debut. We're all talking about winning the league. 4 games since then, we lost 3.
But do you know also, Josh, because obviously you caught away with the bonhomie, the opposite side, I mentioned my editorial again, to being at home, but the replays and all that, so we watched it not on a dodgy stream, but Newcastle gave us a game.
First half they did. They had chances.
Yeah. And you think...
And they equalised.
So it's none of this is a fucking surprise.
No. We said this before, we were saying we scraped it against Wolves... We scraped it against West Ham. Like any other day, we weren't winning that game. We drew against Southampton. Like obviously that, you know, anyone can struggle there. It is a tough one for them, I think. But it's Leeds. You're always going to smash Leeds. It's always going to be a big game there. And then Newcastle, it was the bounce of the whole place was buzzing because we just signed Ronaldo. It's nothing other than those two games. It's nothing's any different.
Right, we're done 20 minutes about football. Bob. Let's talk about something else. But
we're all repeating ourselves because he should have brought in better coaches. I mean, seriously, those confabs. I said, like, I joked to Steve. One will be Mick Phelan going, "Well, I'm having pie tonight. What are you having, Ollie?" You know, and the other will be going, "What do you think, Mick?" And Mick will be going, "Well, I think we need to put it in the goal." You know, like, fucking, where's the net? The other, the. Before the game, they would. This fair play to the swag seller on the forecourt. Someone is taking photos, getting people to pose with the treble.
Oh, that's been for ages.
Has it?
Yeah, that's been going for ages.
That's like part of me thought. He's got like a vest fair on play the yeah. Fair play the swag, and the other is. Well, we ain't won that. We ain't won that in a fucking long time. We certainly not won that fucking thing in years.
If you want your positive though, the treble's still on.
Right.
Nope.
Nick, you know, like, we take the piss, and I do. You're a great, you're like you said, I'll tell you a positive at the bar. We all of us would never have met, and having I don't want to bring up, you know, a drunk 10 o'clock, but having United in our lives is a great thing. But equally, we can't go to watch us versus Aston Villa and watch that shit and think, but you are usually so. But you can't coat it up tonight. There's no, like, if you don't enjoy that, there's, you know, football's not for you.
I still think, like, you know, it's, you know, that you look back at the Young Boys game as well, you know, you go down to 10 men, fair enough, or whatever. You can say it's your B team and you play with 10 men because Martial's on there, whatever. But today there were zero excuses. There's no hiding away from that. And
did we miss Benton in Martial? Sorry.
Yeah, I had to. I have to, it's like a staple.
No, did we miss him today? No, could he have been the missing?
He was on the bench, but no, he couldn't get a game. But there's no sugarcoating that today. You know, it's inexcusable. The amount of players that are out there. Did Ronaldo have a shot? Did he have one on target other than like a free kick or anything? Did he have like a click? Didn't have anything.
Well, we were saying, like, of all those 28 shots, I don't think the keeper made any actual. There was a few.
The few just getting desperate, like trying. And you think, again, another side has had so many chances. When the bloke fell over and then pretended, I've made a tip myself.
And then he did it again. But the thing is, unless you go on a really, really bad run, I think you can't probably get fourth. So it's a tough decision. Well, it's what do the Blazers do then? What does Woodward do if he's still around by that point? But, you know,
I think, honestly, the clamour from fans would be for him to go if we get fourth.
Or would it be from within? Because would it be the players?
No, they'll be happy.
The players won't be happy.
The players, so, you know, you've got some big personalities there. Ronaldo,
we cannot accept Arsenal minus here. We have. We are. But we cannot accept it. You can't. And you know.
But they will. They'll be happy with fourth.
Like I say, we're in the best position we've been in a long time. And I just don't want it to go to waste. Because we lose a couple of players and then we're back to square one of... Oh, if we've got two or three more players, then we might be able to do it. We're in that position right now.
At the minute, you need one or two more. If you lose a couple, then you're not leading.
But someone makes the point, exactly. And I make it. You know, to play devil's advocate, who is it? I don't want Conte.
I don't think it'd be against Conte. He's a proven winner. He's won the Premier League enough times. Wherever he seems to go, he seems to win. He came in with it.
Allegri's still looking for his
job. I don't think I'd take Allegri. I think that's negative. But what's wrong with Conte?
Fucking hell, Nick.
It's pragmatic.
I thought you were going to shoot me down and go in hell. They're the sacrilege, the blasphemy.
I think that would be a reasonable suggestion, you know.
Jesus.
But
you ain't just wobbling. You're fucking like, we were wobbling up.
Look,
to
I'm going to back all the way to the day that he's not here. There'll be no wavering on that whatsoever. But massive question marks. Like I said to you on Wednesday, on Thursday when we did the last one, it was, he'd be a great number two. He's wonderful with his man management. He obviously does something very, very good. But
Jesus Christ.
I know you couldn't do that to him. I'm not saying you could do that to him.
He just became assistant manager for 38 years or whatever.
The thing with, I always thought with Ollie, before they did that restructure, when his time's up, they're moving upstairs. and they move him into sort of, you know, somewhere in the director of football world.
He's clearly got something. You can't say he's not got something in there. Like, he's done, he has done a good job. It's just not a Manchester United standard job. That's different. But you can't say that. You can't sit there and say he's not done a good job.
I'm not.
Trying to clear out some of the dead wood. The fact that some of his ideas have been pretty good. You know, he sit there and keeps getting one over on Pep all the time. There is something there.
We're good against teams like that.
That's fine, it doesn't matter. But
I forgot to say this the other day.
You should be able to rely on your players when you're playing other opposition that sit there and can't back. You should. Brian Clough said, as you put it in the fanzine, is that, you know, tactics don't lose your matches. You know, players do. And there is an element of that.
But then
they've still got to take accountability. They shouldn't go away unscathed.
No, of course,
and everything goes on.
But then, why do you make that self-hated? What, you know, that is...
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he's perfect. There's obviously mistakes again today for him. That's not what I'm saying. But he's only got one option to make. He made it too late. Other than that, what else could he have done to influence that game?
I'm a simpleton when it comes to United. But think out of the box. Think, right, this game is... There's a pattern to this, and it felt Moyes-esque, you know, like, fuck me, you know they're going to fucking score.
4,000 crosses.
Was it the Southampton when they scored? I know that was a draw, but there was another game where a team scored late on and you think, you invite...
West Brom, Norwich.
You invite the...
Which one?
You give them encouragement, and I know they're time-wasting with a goalie, and Eddie next to me was going ballistic, but that doesn't... I think you could have fucking been playing tonight, and we still
would have scored. We would have started going midweek, you could have been playing.
Yeah, I said this tonight, we were never going to score the other night.
Tom and I.
A million years today. Never going to score in a million years today.
This hurts. This is more of a sore than...
I could deal with the other two losses. Like, you know, I was devastated to be out of the League Cup. The Young Boys won, I thought. I'll sweep under the carpet. We've got five more games to qualify. Why does that matter so early on in the group?
We've lost three games already.
Yeah, which is worrying.
And we're saying it's an alright start to the season.
And we're not even in October.
So
there's something wrong.
We've got a Safran coming up in the league.
Well, that's what I meant. It's make or break. We can't be fifth, sixth, seventh. We can't that table by tonight. No, but you know what I mean. Like by next week, we look at
it. As I said to you, it's bad when you're looking for the results of Brighton to see if they're going to overtake you in the league the weekend.
It's a big week. We've got another two games, haven't we, at home this week?
But I know
Villarreal is going to be tough because they're going to be up for it because they know, like, they'll come and.
That's got a poor draw written all over it.
0-0. Is it the week after? Which game are we going to bounce back in?
In a
gloom of
sadness. Is Villarreal going to be the game we bounce back in, or is it going to be the Everton game? Which game do we bounce back in?
I literally zoned out in a feeling of depths of despair. Like, because I much prefer. Us talking about fucking degradation and
I'm going on social media to see if any bounce back messages yet.
Very
no, it'll all be tomorrow. They won't do it today.
I like talking about real fucking shit stuff. And we can't because we've got to talk how shit we are, and that saddens me.
Yeah.
That really sad. This is. But that's what I mean. Like, I'm trying to almost overcompensate on my defending of it. When there's no defending today, but we've lost three games already, and I'm thinking, oh, we started the season all right. Well, we fucking haven't if we've lost three games already. We've only played seven, haven't we?
Six, seven, eight.
So we've lost three games out of eight, and it's a good start to the season. We're kidding ourselves, aren't we? I don't want, but I like, there's part of me that has. In it, I don't have this in real life, but my Man United duvet set, you know, and I put my Man United hat on my slippers. That's in my head. I just want Manchester United world to be so perfect. Everything else in our worlds isn't. That you can, that will take care of yourself. And on nights like tonight, I feel like a Shane Cry wank where I'm just fucking thinking, I don't want to wake up tomorrow thinking about United like this.
I certainly don't want to wake up tomorrow thinking about you and your
Man United
pajamas.
With a cry wank.
Oh. As someone will inevitably say tomorrow on their Instagram, we go again.
But we don't, do we really? You know, like I said on
real difficult.
The hand on heart.
Wednesday, aren't Like, well,
even if we don't win, if we draw,
that is some, Jesus Christ.
But the league's there. Seriously, I do think that for the league is there.
One of the best things, as I was saying to you before, I said it's like, you got this demand, didn't you? You get Ronaldo, everyone's messaging, say, oh, you get me a ticket for Ronaldo, get me a ticket for Ronaldo. Could God, it be well easy. Well, no one's going to want to go Wednesday. If you're asking for one of the easiest tickets, if we get beat there, Everton.
That was a semi-hate of the week. Watching MUTV from the Newcastle, the build-up, that the fucking Gary Oldman, now he's a good actor, but, oh, my wife is here for a first ever game in England, and all the freeloaders, and they had one of the Anton Decks with that hanger-on. Who's the hanger-on who plays in Soccer Aid? You know, the Bobby Williams' mate.
It's will he do a job up front?
The ultimate hanger-on. Like,
someone will.
Yeah, that's it. So they had him. So, and then I looked at the director's box today, and it was fucking empty, and I'm thinking, all those cunts, they've already fucking left a sinking ship. But I thought, you fucking twat. Right, have we got any hates of the week? Josh, have you given us hate of the week
yet? Not yet. Hates of the week, apart from the Glazers.
Yeah, that's a hate of perpetual.
So my hate of the week this week, and I'm going to pick on a guy who I saw, because he summed it, before the game, I was walking across the forecourt, and I get people taking pictures with kids and all that, and filming what's going on, but grown-ups taking selfies outside the ground. And then I saw it in the ground. There's a guy, about 50, I reckon mid-50s. He's got a formal long sleeve shirt on, sort of cuffs up to sort of three-quarter length. Then he had a replica shirt over his formal, like, sort of sky blue formal shirt. And I just caught him in the middle of the game, paying no attention to the game, just filming. And that fucking filming in the ground. Oh, I can't believe it. It killed him.
The amount
of pictures and videos I'm in are just fucking sticking your fingers up and calling people cunts. When I watch a football match, and if it comes like this, filming around me.
I'm thinking of, you know, the rugger buggers who have like their Jeremy Clarkson as their hero. Much, yeah. So they have a blazer, they have their top underneath it to make that. Yeah, so yeah. I'll still wear my blazer that I go hunting with. But I
mean, like Boris Johnson wearing the England shirt?
I didn't see what trousers he had on, but you can imagine some sort of corduroy trousers with
farming boots. And it's like that, the rugger buggers are out when we're at Fulham sometimes.
Proper,
and they're watching.
Haters.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Right, Nick.
That's my hate of the week. Cunts filming in the ground.
My hate of the week is the guy who was sat behind me today. He's never sat there before. And sit next to the where the safe standing is, where the barrier is, next to the J stand. And he says, literally, as a turn up, he said, everyone was stood up, and he goes, excuse me, will you sit down, please? He said, stand up here every week. And he goes, I'm going to pay for a seat. And I was like, you might pay for a seat, but we're all going to be standing up. And he was just mortified and going to stare him in the ear all game. Oh, Chef Lawrence, I'm going to tell the steward. Tell the steward. He's not going to go and tell thousands of people to go and sit down. He's going to get dogs abuse.
Just thought of another one.
Oh, someone wearing a captain's armband. That's got to be a wind-up, isn't it? Nathan, you surely have hate now. Manchester United are eek.
Other than the obvious, I've got no obscure ones. It's just...
Can I say my hate of the week, is this allowed, is United themselves? You have a vision, like, today it's going to go one way, and then we're all going to be happy, and everyone's bouncing, and this is going to happen, and then they come along, and they kick you in the bollocks. And I felt like there were a couple of really, I'm not, like, one for a first game. You saw kids today of dads I know, and I was saying to them, not that they want, like, me to say this to them, but we'll win the next one. Trust me, United will bounce back. And then I'm thinking in the back of my head, fucking, we might not bounce back. Don't take them Wednesday or Saturday. Leave it a couple of weeks.
The best one for me midweek, took my little one, she's five, so I didn't sit in my seat. We sat by. And the first half, you could sort of see her wandering. But she got into it second half when we were pushing for the goal. So then we get back to the car after the game. So never mind, you know, never mind, Lottie. You know, there's always another game. It's one all dad. Bruno scored, didn't he? Because they did the sort of jump ball, so she went home happy.
But I love the way we mentioned it before, that United, the archetype, they should have fucking just claimed that goal. Can you imagine West Ham? They'd be fucking cockneys, raging for years if we equalised and then won on penalties on that. I don't know.
What frustrates me?
Because you can't...
It's football, that's why we love it, though. No positives though. It's like you get to win the league.
I want to win the league. I'm not greedy.
And we still can. You know, losing one game now doesn't mean we're not going to win the league.
I would say.
You can tell about a pint.
I would say it's about 1,000. I mean, literally, the odds of us, considering every league game we've given the ball away, we've allowed the opposition, that the odds of, and the odds, I mean, let's be honest, the odds of Ollie turning this around. You know, and we're already out. It makes Wednesday more sore, because if you're not going to win the league, then win a fucking trophy and let's have a balloon day out for kids.
Even
if it's League Cup, as you said, you know, like, you know, we're in no position.
Take an FA Cup semi final at Wembley for a trip down there.
We're in no position to look down on.
We are in a position. You know, you think Varane. Is it 4 European Cups? Ronaldo 4.
But that's what I mean.
He could have had 4 European Cups and a League Cup. And we didn't go for it, did we?
As a team, we could be doing that, but we're not going to, because it's more than the team.
Midweek, he should have changed 4 or 5. He changed 11. So he didn't want to win that one.
But that's what Nathan said.
You know, we can't be too arrogant.
Yeah, but also, I'm resting them for today.
Yeah, for that fucking worked.
But you can't, I mean, literally, and it'll be the undoing. If he tries to shoehorn, I'm going to play Pogba, I'm going to keep Ronaldo up top, and I'm going to get all my stars, and I'm going to just hope that there's never, that Fred and McTominay...
It'd be like the old Aussie idealist Spurs side, wouldn't it? Five at the back, five forwards, and quite a bit.
I don't know football, but if people thought Fred was good today,
I thought Donny looked good the other night. They look good in a poor team.
The game today suited Fred because it was an industrial game. It was, you know, lots of battles in the middle of the park.
But there was a moment
where Fred had the ball. And Ronaldo didn't have many chances on the turn, second half, and he played a ball and the ball set up, he had to punch it with his left foot, and he just went straight to their defender, and Ronaldo's like...
But the other one where it went fucking into the South Stand. Fucking, that's the most activity South Stand's had all season. Jesus Christ.
Have we got anything?
Does anyone think he should be sacked?
I could hand that over to Nathan.
Not yet.
When?
I think you've got a big 4 or 5 weeks in the league, you know. If you get to the point where you've had the next 5 games, you lost 3 or 4 of them, then I think, you know, the writing's on the wall.
I think you have to wait until May, unless circumstances. But I honestly had a bit of hope that we could win that. And full, there's nothing like a football full as a... And I'm a football fool, but I thought we got a chance. We have actually got a chance, and today's taken that.
I don't want to be
going,
waiting and thinking,
God,
oh, well, maybe next year.
Look at them fixtures.
When it could be this year.
Right, final thought. Next Wednesday, let's bounce back.
It is one of those things. If you do want to end on a positive note, you can look at what Chelsea did last year, and they started to fall into the abyss. They make a coaching change mid-season and go on and win the Champions League.
Yeah, but I'm amazed you're even counting it. It's a serious conversation for this last bit, that someone like you is counting, you know, like, who's so Ollie underwear and Ollie pyjamas that you're even counting it. What would you tell us on a normal day? This is Manchester United, we don't do this. Wouldn't you, or not?
Well, I mean, there's nothing better than what our mates just said in the WhatsApp group from he's a Rovers fan, as I showed you on the way in, and he said, you know, he started mouthing off, didn't he? And Tom put him in his place straight away by just saying, you know, look, this is how good it gets for you as a Blackburn Rovers fan, is you making fun of Man United. That's it. That is your trophy. You get to make fun of United.
You say that, you look at City last year as well. Yeah. November, they were what, way down, you know, and they went on a run. You know, we've got the quality in the squad to go on a run. It's a new team. You're putting three or four new players in. We've got to be optimistic. But
I have to say, it's always a big 6 weeks. Say there is hope, but I've had a massive... I feel like my penis is inverted. You know when like a football hits
you
at 100? You know when a football hits you so hard that you're polaxed? That's how today got in. Anyway, thanks all aboard the mag. We've got a joke. Can't end on shit, can we? Can't just fucking do...
If we think of one later, we'll add it on it.
Then we haven't even got Shane to come in and talk fucking...
Just to change the
tone.
They're just brilliant.
Comb over cum takes.
Let's find Shane for
5 to 4. He's rant about the trolleys and that, like, nicking out pounds.
Look, we know it's gone tits up. There isn't even a fucking... well, petrol, just... Anyway, end it. No. Nathan's going, no one wants to hear this. Cheers, everyone. Take care. Right, sorry, people. We can't end on the complete downer, because fucking hell. So we're a couple of pints later now. Now, I was saying, name three categories. And I didn't mean it the way, but that someone says three porn categories. No. So I thought this morning, one of my thoughts was, this is, what's your favourite musical instrument? That isn't my question now. But I'd say the guitar, I was thinking this morning. I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning to see us lose to Aston Villa.
The thing is, I had you down as playing the triangle this morning.
Very bad. No, right, so the point in this is your three favourite, because I saw the Sopranos prequel, which is now my highlight of the week. United have not surpassed that. What's your three favourite TV series of all time? Josh?
Early Doors. Phoenix Nights.
Are you gone full comedy?
Yeah, full comedy. Come back to me for a third.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to the 2021 season. Sorry.
Inside United.
Sorry, Ole. Are you got to have it?
No, I've got two comedies.
But you've never watched The Sopranos. What's wrong with you? Fucking hell, find time for Tony Soprano. Please. Let Shane keep putting it off. Right, so what's your three favourite porn categories, Nathan? I mean, no, your three favourite.
No,
heavy edit. Go on.
Band of Brothers.
Oh.
Very good. Now you come to mention it, Phoenix Nights is probably one of the best. I'll go Phoenix Nights, actually. And one more. Pass it on, because if he got to pass it on, I get to pass it on.
Nick?
Definitely agree on Band of Brothers. I put Sopranos, Band of Brothers are both in there. Like, if they're not in your top three,
I've never watched Band of Brothers. I'd go.
It's only 10 episodes, just watch.
There's lots to consider. Hill Street Blues, NYPD. Clearly, Sopranos dons the list. My Kappa. What?
I've only said two.
Like, God, no, I thought you were having a breather.
No, I know what I'm doing.
Right, go on.
Definitely Band of Brothers. That's why it's not even Nathan said. Definitely Sopranos. And then, without a doubt, the US Office. Without a doubt, the US Office.
My missus's sister keeps raving about the US Office, and a couple of times we've been pissed off, and I've watched it and thought, this isn't funny.
No, but
this
isn't funny. Donald, you've got
I've got a third one.
Right, go on.
You've got to persevere.
Father Ted. It's got to be Father Ted.
Careful now.
See, I love comedies. Good call on Early Doors, Josh. But for the best ever TV series, I'd never include a comedy. I don't think that should be. You should have a subsection. But, right, I'd go Sopranos, Deadwood, and... I think I'd go Hill Street Blues, but I'm a bit like Ollie. I'm just fucking reversing exactly. Shit. Early Doors. Can't fight.
Early Doors is outrageous.
Do we do top three albums? Is that what we're
doing? No, but you're music mad. You used to be football mad until fucking you spun around like an exorcist tonight, suddenly saying... Suddenly, where's all your Ollie confidence? You were the one keeping this cohesion together. If he's lost Nick, he's fucking lost the rest of us. Right, any more profound? Come on, please.
What more?
I can't
TV
be
shows?
Crying.
I was going to say Friends, but I thought Nathan about it.
Friends?
It's a classic.
I worry about you, Nick.
Sorry, that mine include comedies because I'm usually upbeat, and that's what usually get it from. You can see that Nathan sits there, he's watching Band of Brothers on his misery stuff. Why he's miserable all the time.
No, but I've said this before. Manchester United will chisel away at any hope and optimism. Football is about misery. This is what it's meant
every
to
club
be.
Goes
but we think
every club goes for it. And we've been better than
the question is. Now we're getting up. But like, you know, we don't have no God-given right to win a trophy, and Josh is of an age just a bit younger than me, just a bit. But no, but. Fucking, you went through the 70s, you went through the 80s, and we didn't win much. What is par? Forget.
What's the comparison?
What is par at United?
What's that comparison? Because we were nearly side then.
Well, 83 for me is one of the best United sides that's never won properly what it should have done. 83 was quite. Well, fucking every single midfielder in 83 would walk into this team, walk into it. But we didn't have the striker, we didn't have the goalie, and we didn't have the defenders. But for joy, that gave me a lot of joy. When I look back, the COVID a year, and this gets deep now, the COVID has skewed it, hasn't it? But the Atkinson era gave a lot of joy. Would I look back now and say, is Ollie's era, although we score a lot of goals sometimes, has that given me joy? No. Yeah, but it was more than that. With the Barcelonas, the Knights. And I suppose I wasn't there at PSG. If I ask anyone at PSG, they're going to go, that's one of the top ultimate. Like last week, West Ham will live long.
That's the difference, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was Maradona in it. No, it's not. But what is par for United? And it is like, it's not just, it's enjoying it, and we are enjoying it more certainly than it is, you know, like.
Are we enjoying it because we're back? Are we enjoying the novelty of going to football again because it was taken away from us for 18 months?
Yeah, but that's what I meant. Again, it's deep on levels that we were going to go back to football. We weren't going to be like before. We weren't going to moan and, you know, like, what have we fucking done for an hour? We've done, you know, like the thing that was taken away for us. And this is meant to be fun. This is meant to be enjoyable.
On the good side now. You're not having a good time.
Of course I am, but I don't. In fact, what is par for United? How long do you say is acceptable not to win a league? How long do you... Ignoring the Arsenalitis, top four bullets.
So there's winning one thing. They're seriously challenging as well. We're not challenged for
it is challenging.
7 years.
Par is challenging. That's where it should be.
Power is in and around.
When we won the most league titles at every football club in the country, par is challenging.
Yeah, but 13 of those were... So, you know, Fergie's was a freak of nature. It was a freak that no one ever thought 87, 88, 89 were building to this. They're a liar if they did. You know, and the one thing... A constant abuse about Martin Edwards, but him holding steady changed the course of United's history. But looking beyond that, two managers apart, this is what United are. We don't win very often. And that's why, I think on days like tonight, what Ollie will look when he's sacked. And I'm not calling for it, but it'll be Villarreal. You know, we'll look back and that.
Yeah, Villarreal. What we need is Nathan holding the banner up saying, Tomorrow, and then everything will turn around. That's all
we can see. What we're missing.
We did your
porn
genres for you.
We can't ask him. Yeah, we need Shane here. What's his genre? I don't know.
We'll come back when we think of something else again.
Yeah, to try and lift the mood, and then I'm feeling fucking sad again. Right, so we're another further two fucking pints in. And what Nick and Josh aren't understanding is Tim Sherwood, to much derision, said, I can see Ronaldo being United manager in 18 months. What I'm saying is, it's laughable, that notion. but it would almost be like the Glazer wet dream that it wouldn't surprise. But to get me what I'm saying on that level, it's almost like, fucking hell, we've got a shirt seller. You're looking at me.
We've got a manager in charge now who's only in charge because he scored a goal in 20 years ago. So
why
wait 20 years?
You're going to get like coloured shirts in the club shop with Ronaldo Zero on the back or something.
They'll sell. They'll sell the blazer with Ronaldo.
No, but you're not extending a podcast based on something that Tim Sherwood said.
No, but you're not listening. Nathan, back me up. I'm not agreeing with
you. We've got a clear divide.
You kind of are, though. You would have pressed record.
No,
ridiculous. And he would have been nodding.
So you're saying a club. Do you know what? It rained today for about 5 minutes during the game, and the roof leaked on there. Literally leaked. So you're saying a club that still has the leaking roof.
It's not the first time you've had a wet leg, is it?
So they're not going to go for the financial. You support, what's that bollocks sport that you fucking wank over that brought a 48-year-old bloke into their team?
He's 44.
Sorry.
And is this some absurd pornography or something?
It only emphasises the point about how ridiculous that is. That is the most ludicrous statement I've ever heard, is that someone thinks he's going to come in and take over the ownership.
Do you think anything would be put past the Glazers?
That is ridiculous. He wouldn't do it. He'd still be playing football.
Yeah, player manager.
It'd be ridiculous.
Right, so you think our owners, who were going to join the European Super League, would not do that? For what? I'm not saying you're missing like again. Like
why?
Anyway.
Why? I can't believe a week ago I wasn't saying we'll win the league. I said we can win the league, and I'm now saying I'm not agreeing with Tim Sherwood. I'm saying, but it would not surprise me in any shape. It's the Manchester United razzmatazz machine.
The CR7 Stadium.
Theatre of dreams.
When did you last dream at Old Trafford?
Probably when I fell asleep last time it was born.
So somewhere in the middle of the second half, where I thought, God, this is the best second half of football I've ever seen. Matt, he's going to foul every 30 seconds.
Oh, he's a
not even that.
Fucking bald-headed cunt. He does every bald bastard a fucking disgrace. You are a disgrace to the bald order. You fucking cunt.
I think the only reason we didn't put time wasters late in the week was because it put us out of our misery.
I was thinking, will it be 10? Oh no, it won't be that long. And then just thinking, fucking hell, imagine if they'd prolonged that, they would have scored a second. Right, you're looking at fucking hell. All I'm saying is, neglect. So they were going with the European Super League that everyone has conveniently forgotten about, and now you're thinking that wouldn't be. We're not a football team to the Glazers, Nick. Me and you we're gonna take out our anger now.
Player manager.
Nothing. Right, you're.
We
missing.
Literally gave the job to someone who scored a goal 20 years ago, and he has no credentials other than that. So why would they not do that?
Oh, they didn't play up front today, didn't you, Bellend?
Right, now this is right.
It's a ridiculous argument.
Right, we are, this is 5-6 bites in. But, right.
I'm not having it.
It's ridiculous. Think about what you are suggesting.
No, but are we suggesting it? They're mishearing it.
We're saying, no, I don't. I don't think it'll happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if it happens.
Warrant discussion.
You're mishearing it. Okay, so you're allowed the leaking roof. You Glazer lover.
Here we go. Twisting, manipulative. It was that
fire
interview with Diana yesterday.
Bashir.
Martin Bashir. Twistings.
So you fucking temper Glazer.
Well, that's it then. He doesn't want Ronaldo. That means he's approving of the leaking roof. No, that's not what it is.
Right. Well, you're so dismissive of what we're saying. We're not. Right. We had another point, didn't we?
No.
No. We're definitely done.
No. I never heard.